Stacey Norman.
East Coast Radio.
It's KZN's number one hit music station. Welcome to lunchtime. This hour, we're just here to cause drama. Let it be said that it's boring on the show. Please complete the sentence on 061-792-9495. I will not marry into a family that dot, dot, dot. Woo! It's gonna be spicy while you ruminate. Lewis Capaldi, The Chainsmokers, and my future husband, Craig David. All right, now I don't know if this is meant to bring people closer because it seems a lot like we're trying to tear people apart. Producer Sickler, what is going on here? All this just before Christmas? But we just wanted you to please complete the following sentence. I will not marry into a family that dot, dot, dot. Up first is Miss Charlotte.
It's Stacey Norman. Charlotte from Woodlands in Maritzburg. I would not marry into that family because they are big bunch of heavy drinkers. No, thank you. Thanks for a lovely show.
Heavy drinkers. Charlotte, you should have seen me this weekend. Trolling.
I would not marry into a family that did not celebrate Christmas. Christmas is like the ultimate time of the year. The smell of tinsel, the presents, everything, seeing people's faces. It's beautiful. Absolutely love it.
Andrew, I don't have plans for Christmas Day. I'm going to come and hang out with you. What? Who said that?
Hi, Stacey. I will not marry into a family if it's all about money.
Woo! And just like that, the claws are out. Please complete the sentence for me. I would not marry into a family that... dot, dot, dot. On 061-792-9495. Obviously, these are subjective. But some of us are feeling pretty triggered already. And then stand by for some traffic with Miss James on the way in about 2 minutes. Then Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor, and some Rubber Duck on the way.
Stacey Norman, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m., East Coast Radio.
Thank you very much for being so honest and enthusiastic on a Monday. Clearly, everyone got 8 hours sleep last night, slash this all, you know, this morning. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But you would not marry into a family that, complete the sentence, 061-792-9495.
I will not marry into a family that is all about image and what your job is, and that's how important they view you. Because if that's the way it is, then no, that's a really sucky family.
Sucky family, which is pretty similar to what Brian said too. It's like, I wouldn't marry into some kind of like business family business situation, because if you don't have money, then you always have to dance to their music. Mm-mm. No, not a vibe. What do you say, Shay?
Hey guys, I will not marry into a family that goes running on a weekend.
That's what you say now, Shay.
Stay safe.
Oh.
How are you, girl?
Hi.
Listen, I would never, great, I didn't complete your sentence, it's not my own, okay? I will not marry into a family that does not know what it feels like to have nothing. I'd rather go for someone who has nothing or who has had nothing and has made something out of nothing, made their lives into one of their best, than have to deal with a family that's not those riches who don't know what it is like to have nothing at all. Thank you. Ian, yeah. From now, peace, fam.
Okay, so Ian had about 10 hours sleep last night, woke up this morning, had a bowl of, I don't know, what is it, All Bran, right? And then also like chucked a Red Bull. But that's a valid point. Ian doesn't want to marry into a family where they've never known what it's like to have nothing. Ooh! I'm loving this. WhatsApp line is open. We're going to wrap it up in about 10 minutes. But first, jams on the way from Fugees and John Newman up next.
Stacey Norman, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m., East Coast Radio.